let me offer just one more thing. When you talked about sports gambling, I didn't support that, by the way. There were two big issues for me. One was the addictive nature of gambling. You know, we already have addiction problems for gambling, and the thought of having it online where people can do it from their home without any form of intervention just seemed crazy. The other one was the process. A few people up in the House got up and spoke about the economics of this and how many states had done this with their current administration and how paying a third party to do these collections actually denied us a lot of revenue. So, you know, I didn't like it from the way the finances were set up. And then the thought of using this money somehow to attract a major sports team into Kansas when a sports team stadium, you know, cost over $1 billion, it just didn't seem to make much sense. But back to marijuana. We had some hearings and actually considered legislation on hemp. And I thought they did a pretty good job. You know, they covered permitting, growth, harvesting, transportation, processing. The hurdles to all of this are huge, but I think they did a good job with that. The trouble is the active component in hemp that is allowed is very low, and it's difficult to control based upon temperature, time from harvest to processing, and so on. And China and Canada already have huge markets for hemp, so it'll be very difficult, I think, for us to even compete. But it just shows you, even for hemp, how difficult the conversations are on this. So we had a lot of testimony on medical marijuana last term, just the medical marijuana, multiple hearings with multiple parties. And the testimony provided, particularly by veterans on the pain relief and calming effects, were very persuasive. And as you may know, the science just seems to go back and forth. And, you know, one year it's okay, one year it's good, one year they found some problems. So I'm not sure the medical community will ever come down one way or the other solidly. So without that science, it makes things a little more difficult for people to decide. But I think medical marijuana will be explored, had a good chance of passing at least the House. I don't know where the Senate stands on this, but I do know that it would be far simpler if the federal government would change the status of marijuana as a Class 1 drug. You know, everything I've said about the regulation of hemp applies here to marijuana, and if you could dispense this out of a pharmacy, that would be probably the best case scenario. But, you know, you can't ask a pharmacist to dispense a Class 1 drug in conflict with federal law. So, you know, anytime you place the state in conflict with federal law, there's all kinds of problems. So, you know, I've asked some up there in Washington to take a hard look at this. This has been debated for so long, you just wonder when it's going to break through. But it's almost inevitable, but it hasn't happened yet.